Blog Talk Radio.
Well, this should all be ironed out now. I think there was an audio snafu at the beginning because I did not have time during the week to get back in and remove that sound clip from last week's podcast. But okay, so this is WPR Rebuttal, May 20th, 2016 podcast is preempted because it turns out there's just a lot of this podcast is very labor intensive, especially because we're dealing with like current events and facts and, you know, stuff that you have to actually research and be knowledgeable about. So I still have to go back to my past 2 weeks and finish the notes, because essentially my podcast is like part of an integrated marketing plan, so to speak, where I have to go and finish these other articles on other websites that I want to link to from my WPR Rebuttal pages. So in other words, there's a lot of integrated content marketing, so to speak, and it's not about selling stuff that costs money that make me any money. It's about me helping others become better equipped and knowledgeable and aware to help prevent unnecessary costs to their lives and to their careers, most notably persuading those people who are vulnerable to maybe not getting any type of wage premium from a college education. I just want to reach out to them and help them understand that even if they look promising right now, the chances are that the state and university is going to scam them and they won't get any type of wage premium from all their studies. Essentially, that has been my motif the past 3 years, and I've been ramping up my whole method, my body of knowledge, this information. And this podcast is the latest manifestation, the latest tool in the toolbox to help others decide, you know, that perhaps state and university is not right for them. Even no matter how academically gifted, no matter how intelligent they are, because again, as I mentioned on the last week's podcast, you know, where I made the analogy of the schoolwork experience, the schoolwork scam is akin to like a slasher film in that the people go in optimistic, but despite their putative abilities and alleged potential, sorry, I should have better alliteration here, but despite their alleged abilities and putative potential, there we go, they're pretty much doomed. So I'm helping them realize that from the get-go that they do not waste their time and tuition on this stupid state university. Oh, yeah, and if you're considering going to UW-Milwaukee, which I call Palooka University, and that term Palooka University is catching on, don't go. No, even if they're bribing you with like a few thousand scholarships, trust me, that scholarship money is like drops of water in terms of what you'll lose, okay? They're giving you so little in return for what they're taking away. Don't go to UW-Milwaukee, all right? So at any rate, I said earlier at the opening that, you know, this podcast is being preempted because essentially I just have too much to do. I mean, the podcast is continuing, okay? The format change is coming. But for now, WPR Rebuttal has been preempted. The subject matter was to be centered upon the college graduate's occupational outcome study, something a gentleman named Joseph Oler designed. And hey, he thought of everything. What I would suggest, though, to Mr. Oler is that perhaps the petition is a bit wordy. It's more targeted towards technocrats and decision makers, such as like Department of Education representatives, some of the more senior members of the Board of Regents who can understand those terms and whatnot. And the typical student on the street is not really going to, I suppose, understand exactly the point immediately. And you know how people's attention spans are. I mean, students are more readily persuaded one way or another. But unfortunately, the flip side is that they have a short attention span. So you need to be brief and to the point, otherwise most students will tune you out. And those who are intelligent enough to grasp what you're thinking and read through information will also tend to be the ones who are so arrogant where they'll go to the state university anyway because they're hell-bent on getting some degree, even irrationally so, because for all their smarts, they still think emotionally and they still think that they need to get some type of four-year degree for your self-esteem. When that's the problematic, their self-esteem should not hinge upon a degree. They should be able to go and apply their intelligence without ever getting a four-year degree or anything of the sort, because the ultimate wisdom that complements that intelligence would just be to launch themselves headfirst into the full-time labor market, such as through a staffing agency and some type of attempt to hire a role. And then if they need the degree later, they can go and earn it. But so the College Graduates Occupational Outcome Study can be found at goo.gl/nyBigD, j, r, big U. In fact, the summary for this podcast gives the direct link. And it's getting a lot of social media shares on Twitter, even on Facebook, despite, you know, Mr. Oler not having a Facebook presence. You know, just word of mouth has grown awareness of that petition quite organically. Now, for those who are just hungry and itching and aching for a podcast, right now, this instant, then my most recent segment is highly recommended. It has over 100 social media shares as of my speech right now, and you can find a link to that in the summary for this podcast segment. And if you want to Google the title of that podcast, it would be Yale Milwaukee Bookstore Loses Relevance, Part 2. And again, it's somewhat of a shorter segment, which I presume contributes to its popularity. And I'll get to that again when I announce the format change. But the bottom line is I'm finding not only would a shorter format make it easier on me in terms of recapping and offering a preview, but it's also what my listeners want. Again, like Mr. Oler is going to shorten his petition, hopefully, I hope he follows my advice for the sake of the signatures on his petition, but I know that I, for my podcast, I'm just going to make it shorter, and it'll be easier to maintain people's attention. There'll be less meandering, and pretty much every podcast then can just be like two segments instead of four, because historically, you know, having four segments, it just turned into like a whole bunch of different episodes, and the way I like it and the way my viewers like it are actually highly similar. It's just that we need to pare it down to make not only my workload more manageable, but to make the cognitive load more manageable for my listeners, because let's face it, we all have lives. You ain't paid to listen to podcasts, and I ain't paid to make them. So shorter shall be sweeter. And that's all for now. Tune in next week for where I resume the WPR Rebuttal podcast, but with the format change. Again, I'll announce the format change officially within the coming days, but after a weekend, because I work all weekend palletizing stuff. All right. Well, thank you, dear listeners. You've been great to me, and you will continue to be so once I have my next podcast up on Friday, May 27th. My launch time for that podcast will not be noon. It will be 12:30. So 12:30 Central Time, and we'll not go until 2 anymore. We'll end at 1:30 Central Time. Okay, so beginning on Friday, May 27th, 2016, WPR Rebuttal Podcast will be from 12:30 p.m. Central until 1:30 p.m. Central. You know, topics to be announced, but first, before I get to that, I will go and write an official statement announcing this change in format. And until then, don't go to Palooka University, UA Milwaukee. Just go, you know, full-time work. Experience beats any education that you could hope to get. I mean, it is true even for some Ivy League people because, you know, even Harvard University grads, you know, some of those Depending on the year, I mean, they have unemployment rate of 5%. So that means that not even a Harvard degree, you know, can salvage certain people. And in that case, it's just way better to get your feet wet in some type of full-time work experience from the get-go. And you could go and, you know, do a degree part-time if you want, especially now with online courses. But, you know, that's my theme. That's the drum I'm beating. And really, I could go on this all day. But I have other things to do, and that's why this segment has been preempted. But again, next week, beginning at 12:30, we can have some more discussion on this, and I'll have a live call-in period again. All right, I'll see you then. Bye.